And thank you, Greg. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that weather forecast. After the last few days, we certainly deserve it. So sunny today, highs around 82. And if you're like most of us, probably spent the weekend cleaning up leaves and limbs and hopefully not any trees. We have seen some trees down, but yeah, just some rough weather this last weekend. But for the next several days, some much nicer weather. Today, what we like, sunny skies and the highs around 82. Well, Paul Rudd is here with us this morning, and Paul has a couple of interns from, I'm not sure from where, but we'll meet them, Anna and Hannah.
Yes, Hannah and Anna, interning from the University of Kentucky. They've been with us this month, as we were just discussing prior to coming on air. They came in with a bang and almost leaving out with a bang with the inclement weather for sure. But we're certainly happy to have them here. They've been working on a project for most of the time that they've been here this month, and that's nutrition on a budget. And that is certainly something that is a big thing right now with inflation and the cost of goods. Doesn't seem like it's going anywhere downward anytime soon.
No, and regardless of what someone might say.
Yes, yes. And they actually went out into all of Marshall County and looked into our small stores, our big stores, and they have a lot of great information that if you're looking for some things to help us out with a budget, and the household budget income, you have tuned into the right place this morning.
That's wonderful. So. Anna or Hannah?
Yeah, I can go first.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Hannah. Happy to be here, and I definitely agree just from a national standpoint. I've kind of lived all over. My dad was active duty for 30 years. Mm-hmm. My husband's active duty Army right now, so we're stationed in Indiana. So this is not just a problem that's specific to Marshall County. This is all over. But we're happy to hopefully get y'all some tips to save some money.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you've just graduated or will be graduating this
Friday. Yeah.
Friday. Well,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. Now, where do you plan to go? You said your husband's in the military.
Yeah, so I'll be going back to Indiana for about a year. We'll list our top three in October. I could end up in Italy, Germany, North Carolina. We'll see.
That's exciting. That's exciting, though.
It is,
yeah. And Anna, good morning.
Good morning. I'm Anna. So let's talk a little bit about the program. So this Nutrition on a Budget program, it compiles all the information you need to grocery shop on a budget. We included specific stores, brands, all compiling to a monthly dinner meal plan for a household of three. This includes easy ways to cook at home and grocery shopping tips to save money. And all this information will be compiled on the Marshall County Health Department social media and website. We have a bunch of handouts for you all.
All right. And in nutrition on a budget, I mean, very important topic. Seems like as things get more expensive, our eating habits get worse. Because we eat, you know, frozen pizzas are pretty cheap, so you eat a lot of those, or, you know, things that probably aren't as good for you.
And you'll look at some of the handouts that we have, and actually that's a misconception. So there is a lot of convenience meals out there that are family size, and if you look at our meal plan, we've kind of taken some of those and done a home cooking version of that.
Good,
yeah.
Good. That's good to see. And some things that are some quick tips for people?
Yeah, definitely. The first thing is really just making a plan. You know, I think yesterday we came in after being gone for 4 days to make garlic bread, and we were struggling walking around Walmart for about 30 minutes just for four or five ingredients. So definitely having that plan first off, planning out for the month. I think one of the statistics that Anna even had, that simple swap, that change right there can be the difference of spending $154 per week versus $122 a month.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, tell us how to do that.
Yeah. So we used a couple different strategies. Those would be purchasing in bulk, especially for larger households, going with generic kind of brands. And like Hannah was saying, the major thing is just cooking at home. A lot of these meals that are prepackaged and frozen, you can recreate at home for a larger serving size and for a bigger nutritional value. So that's decreasing sodium, increasing fiber, increasing protein, and decreasing overall calories.
Well, I know I guess it's kind of like cooking like our moms and dads used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cook
going back
scratch
to the basics,
almost.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you talking like the bag of beans and things of that nature instead of buying the frozen kind you put in the microwave?
Yeah, definitely getting familiar with what's already in your pantry. I'm sure a lot of us already have the beans at home, rice, even canned vegetables are fine as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how did you go about doing this? I mean, what you had the goal of doing nutrition on a budget. How do you go through that process?
So I think I've told Paul I don't have an A to B brain. I'm kind of all over the place. It started with just looking at the map of Marshall County and just pinpointing as a starting point. And really, Anna was the one that was really passionate about finding ways to save money. So we kind of just came together.
Yeah, I think another misconception with that is that it has to be this big, extravagant meal that takes a long time to cook, that uses a lot of ingredients. And so I know for me personally, I just like making simple meals at home, having like two or three staple household ingredients, rice, beans.
That's how we came out here, honestly. We were going to be out here for a month. We got rice, beans, quinoa. Yeah.
And it doesn't take long. You can prep in bulk for a couple days for a household of three.
And we're a household of two,
12
so
meals.
It works.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing, too. It's a lot of, it's just a husband and wife or, you know, a one or two person household, so they don't want to cook big, giant meals for one or two people.
Yeah.
But, you know, with as easy as it is to store things now, I mean, you could cook one meal and, you know, portion it out and put it in the refrigerator.
And we did base all of this off a statistic. I think the average household size for Marshall County was about 2.39 people, so we made it for three people, the meal.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And these are things you can do right here in Marshall County. You don't have
to. Yeah, you can find most of these ingredients at most stores, even the variety stores. You might have to make a couple swaps, such as like canned chicken breast and things like that. But we did like chili, spaghetti, you know, big, very easy family meals.
Is there do you have anything of all of this on a website or on your Facebook?
Yes, this will all be on the Marshall County Health Department Facebook. We've sent Paul everything. He's going to have a lot of content for...
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And Paul, I know one of the things you've always preached is you don't have to do everything perfect for day one. You know, it's a learn as you go kind of a thing. It might take small steps.
Exactly. You know, that's a life lesson for all of us.
Yeah.
And you know, with what they've mentioned here and the things that they have are just, they're down to earth and basic, as they stated. You know, a lot of times I think, you know, when you hear those words, hey, cooking yourself or from the kitchen, it scares people. And it's something though that just jump in and learn as you go. And the elements of the household size that they mentioned, you know, taking those small steps. Give you an example with our plate. You know, let's say, just for simplicity's sake, three squares a day, and you have four servings of food on each of your plate, whatever that might be. You know, in good old West Kentucky, sometimes it's the beans and the taters, right?
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, here's your plate. If you change one thing per month, making it more economical, making it more nutritious, one thing per month for 12 months, you could literally change your plate for all meals. It's the slow and steady progress. It's being the turtle versus the rabbit when it comes to our health, when it comes to our nutrition. And, you know, especially in our country, what do we want to do? We want to change it yesterday. You know, you hit that enter button on your computer, and here comes what many people affectionately call the spinning wheel of death on their computer screen. You know, what used to be, you know, we go to the library to get information and maybe we have to ask for it to come into us. You know, I'm dating myself here, but most of us, we know that, right? And if they didn't have the book, well, we can get it. It'll be here in a week or two. Oh my goodness. You know, if we give something 5 seconds, we are tapping our fingers, right?
That's true.
It's just backing away from that, taking a big breath, basically, and allowing yourself to shift and change for bettering your health. And you can do it. I'm telling you that this information that they have is phenomenal, really thorough. I mean, you know, just as you mentioned, hey, you know, households, different sizes, boom, they're telling us. I didn't know that statistic with the average household size for Marshall County, and they've done it very well.
Wow. Now, where did you get most of your information? I mean, like the Census Bureau? I mean,
yeah, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, CDC.
The USDA. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And give us one example. Like Paul had mentioned, you know, making one small change.
Definitely. I think one of those, just swapping, let's say, like for chili, for example, taking that ground beef and making it more bean-based. Beef prices right now have increased 7.6% since last year due to a record low of inventory of cattle. So just that's going to help you from a health standpoint, increasing that fiber, but also help the budget as well.
Yeah.
And one of the other comparisons that we had was looking at getting a burger and fries from a fast food place versus recreating that at home. We found that the average of a burger and fries to eat out is actually more expensive than, I mean, I was thinking. It's $11.29. for a burger and a medium fries. But when we were kind of creating this meal plan, we were able to make the same, we swapped it for a turkey burger, and that cost $1.40 for the turkey burger and fries together. Mm. So you're saving $10 by making this at home.
Wow.
Which really adds up for a
For the whole month, we looked at it for eight times, so that's two times per week. It was an extra, what, $150 a month almost. So even just going down to one time per week, you know, that decreased to $75 per month. Mm-hmm. So it adds up fast.
It really does. And when we were calculating everything out, we found that this kind of meal plan that we put together, it costs $95 for dinner for the month. Wow. And compare that to national average statistics, that would be $316 for one meal for a month.
Wow.
And we chose dinner just because that is the most frequent meal that is typically mm-hmm. eaten out, and we spend the most money on it.
Yeah. Yeah. You got some people don't eat breakfast.
Yep.
Or maybe just whatever for lunch kind of a thing. But yeah, well, that's very interesting, and it's so true when you really think about it. But mm-hmm. but I guess the important thing, you mentioned the planning it out, that's kind of where we fail, is the actual planning part.
Mm-hmm. And I think at the end of the month, we left room too, because it's kind of like a hobo meal, if you will. You know, you're putting everything together at the very end. It's the rice, the beans. I think we had like a pound of chicken left and making it work. And
some
then taking those
eggs.
Last 2 days to plan out the next month kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the fresh vegetables, you know, they can be expensive, but you can find some that aren't too bad.
And we mostly use frozen, actually, just because we found like the 2 pound bag of like the mixed veggies had 11 to 12 servings, which made about the four meals for three people.
All right.
It was easier kind of to plan out portion sizes that
way
as well.
Yeah, so we're really comparing the prices with that, but there is shopping seasonal produce for which you can get better deals on fresh produce. We took a couple of trips to the markets locally, and really
beautiful produce, by the way, beautiful.
Beautiful
mm-hmm.
produce.
Best peaches we've ever had.
And you really
biggest tomatoes.
Yeah, I mean, there's some good stuff right
now.
For sure. Well, again, Anna and Hannah, and what are your last names?
Pacheco.
Mm-hmm. And
Cesarski.
All right. And now, where are you from? Are you from the Lexington area? Or?
So I'm originally from New Jersey, and then I went to the University of Kentucky in Lexington for the internship.
Are you going to go back to New Jersey? Or?
I think I will be. Yeah, just kind of figure some things out.
All right. Well, how have you liked our West Kentucky so far?
It's been good. It's been a change of pace.
Other than the storms, we don't have those all the time.
I think we caught the unlucky end of that.
We're in complete basket cases. I'm not going to lie, that first night.
I imagine so. But it's not like that all the time.
Yeah.
So hope you'll come back. But again, visiting with Anna and Hannah, and their interns with the University of Kentucky, and working with Paul Rudd at the Marshall County Health Department. And Paul, I'm sure you've liked having the help and being able to mentor some young students.
Yeah, actually, it goes both directions. As I told them in the beginning, and historically, you know, I learned just as much.
I was going to say, you probably
I truly do. And hopefully it's been a good experience for them. They're it's an exciting time, and it's a frightening time where they're at. I mean, just to be honest, I was there as well. And hopefully along the way, giving them some sound advice. And learning from them both as well.
And it's a good career to be in. I mean, it's certainly a lot of needs.
It is. Actually, just was in a meeting not that long ago for any and all that may not be certain the direction they want to go. That is a very good one. The demand for dietitians is on the rise. And just saw some of those statistics recently with a meeting that I was in with Murray State's program.
Yeah. So. And it's impossible to imagine how much money would be saved if people just ate better.
Right. I mean, just some quick math in the head that they just gave you. And, you know, it's a standard. They were very real with this as well. You know, the example that they gave us was the burger and fries, who among us, most of us, doesn't go out and do that.
Sure.
And just with that meal alone, I may be wrong, I was doing some quick math in my head, but the difference in the price from going out to doing this at home, that's about $2,000 a year is what that's just one meal, $2,000. I mean, how many of us would like to have an additional $2,000 to be able to spend or to have when it comes to the end of the year? Well, okay, you know, and who among us doesn't like to go out and eat? I'm not, you know, they're not saying that either. We enjoy that. Lots of places that we enjoy to go out and eat, but my goodness, you know, the dollar menu's gone. I mean, even the cheapest thing now is $3 to $4, yeah. Tops.
Can you get anything out of a vending machine for a dollar?
Exactly. And to be able to do that at home, make it at home, and don't forget about this as well, with the household, you know, if you're fortunate enough to have others, maybe you invite a neighbor if you're by yourself, and that's just spending time together without a screen, prepping that food alone is a valuable thing that sometimes I think we overlook. And, you know, whether you're helping to prep the meal or you're cleaning up the dishes, you do it together.
Yeah.
And it's worthwhile in so many ways.
Yeah, you might decide that it's a great way to spend some time together with,
exactly.
with your kids, your spouse, or your neighbor, whatever.
Or best friend.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. I mean, who among us likes to wash dishes, but, you know, sometimes those bubbles come out and you just blow them at each other. At least that happens in my household with some of my little ones. It gets them a little messy sometimes, but it's okay. I've found that cleans up.
That's right. We existed that way for...
Exactly.
Up until about 10 years ago, that's how the world worked.
Yes.
So... we can do it again.
That's exactly
for
right.
For sure. Well, ladies, thank you all so much for being here, and good luck in the future. And I know you'll probably do very well.
Thank you.
And come
so
back
much.
To Kentucky and work too. We could use you here.
Yeah. Thank you for having us
right.
today.
Well, thank you all so much. And again, you can go on the Marshall County Health Department Facebook page and learn all because you've got a lot of paperwork here and
yep.
things that would really help people and a lot of research to yes. back it up.
Yep.
It's forthcoming with that. It hasn't released yet.
Okay.
This is actually the release party today.
Nice.
This is our
soft opening.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I'm looking forward to reading it. That sounds very interesting. It sounds like a great thing to do, too, for sure. Well, thank you all so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Paul. And again,
from
the Marshall County Health Department, appreciate them visiting, and we'll help spread the word on that and help out folks. But we'll go ahead and get to a break. I think I saw, yep, there he is out there, our next guest. We'll have him coming in here from Marcella's Kitchen. And Mr. Dave Burnt, we'll get Dave in here in just a moment. But do need to get to a quick break. We'll do that and be back in just a moment.